The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Menachem Genek, Rabbinic Administrator at the Orthodox Union, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah tells us machlokes tanoim, whether melech can be melech choylitz and miyabim. Tanakama says that he can, and Rabbi Yehuda, So the reason that according to the Tanakama, the melech that cholesun and not miyabim is because it's shalolich vichvodo, that he has to do the chlitza and that the yavam is spits at him with kika. And even if you have to use the Yibun Bal Kocho, that's considered Bizoin of the Melech. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it's permitted because it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah shiny. Now, the Gemara in Daf Yotes Amud Beis says that the reason the Melech can't be Moichel on this, Shemelech Shemachal Kvodo Ein Kvodo Mochel, Shenema Som Tosim Alecha Melech. That even though we find the halach is that a Tamil Chochem, Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Mochel, Tamil Chochem can be Mochel and is covered. However, Melech can't. Tosis here points out that even though a Tamil Chochem, indeed the cover to the Tamil Chochem may be greater than that of the Melech, but the Tamil Chochem is, he's the Bailim on his cover. It's his cover. Torah delay. It's his Torah. So therefore, though the Torah may be, the cover may be more, of a higher degree, more intense, that's required to the Tamil Chochem. However, since it's his, it's something coming to him personally, he has the right to be Meichel. He's a Bailam on that covet, as opposed to the Melech. The Melech is not a Bailam on that covet, presumably because the covet is not directed at him per se. It's because of his high position. It maybe represents the covet of the nation. So, but he's not a Bailam on it, and he therefore can't be Meichel. However, in this context, the Gemara says that Yehuda says that he can be Meichel, because mitzvah shiny. The Tanakhama disagree, because they say even though indeed there's a mitzvah involved here, namely the mitzvah of yibum or chlitza, however, since what's involved here, namely spitting at him, the rekika, is considered not just it's a bizoyan, it denigrates the king, it's not only the lack of dignity of covet given to him and honor, it's more than that, it represents degradation of the king, bizoyan, so that the Chacham say you can't be Meichel on. So I just want to point out the Gemara says, will tell us later on Daf Mem Zayin, Amar Aleph, interpreting the Patashma, Nivze Be'en of Nimas, Zech Hiskiyo, Melech Yehuda, Shigira, Atzmos, Oviv, Al Mita Shel Chavolim. That Chizkia took out the bones of his father Achaz, who was a Rasha, to show that he was not worthy for the Malchus, and he, even though it was denigration for him as well, to show that not to follow in the ways of his evil father, he did it. So the what about Kibud Av? Since his father was a Rasha, there was no halacha of Kibud Av, because as it says, the Nasi B'Amcha Lo Sarah, but also Maisa Amcha. And that's how the Mordi interprets Nivza Be'en of Nimas, who atzmo nisbaza v'nim as b'fnei atzmo shlo chos l'chvodo b'mokum kiddush Hashem. So since there was a requirement of kiddush Hashem to separate himself and to reject the ways of his father, so it was permitted for him to act in this fashion. So the question is this: we pass from the melech shemachal k'vodo ein k'vodo machal, and this is b'mokum bizoyin. As the pasuk says, Nivza be'en of nimas, Nivza, So how was it that he was permitted to be moichel on his covered? After all, according to Tana Kama, b'makom mitzvah, even by Yibum we don't permit it, because we consider the Vekika to be a bizayin. So I think that the answer is this, that Tana Kama, excuse me, Chachamim, disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that if he wants to, he can do the Yibum, because it's a mitzvah. But there, they disagree because the mitzvah and the bizayin are not commensurate. Namely, the mitzvah is Yibum. The bizayin is just ancillary to that. Namely, because when you do, for example, the chalitza, there'll be rekika there, she'll have the Yavama will spit towards him. But that's not part, the bizayin is not part of the mitzvah per se, that he should be in terms of the mitzvah of Yibum. As opposed to the case of Chizkiyahu, there, the very act of to the extent that Chizkiyahu was that he was willing to be Moichel on his covered and it represented for him a Bizoyan, that itself was the Kiddush Hashem. You know, is that he was willing to be Mezvazi himself. That exactly is the covered Kvot Shemayim that was being demonstrated in Kiddush Hashem. So in that circumstance, we say Nivzav Einov Nimos, and in that case, it's permitted. We can also interpret the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chof that a person is permitted even b'makom that mutter mutl adam lava al isa di raisa b'shevi al taisa b'shem covered abrius. Covered abrius permits one b'shevi al taisa to be over on an isa di raisa, but not become v'yase. And why is there a difference between Shevi al Taisa and Kum V'Yaseh? It's not necessarily because Kum V'Yaseh represents a more severe Avera, but Kum V'Yaseh represents Chil Hashem, and therefore B'mokom Chil Hashem ain't Kovid L'Rav. Because, on the contrary, that's not called Bizoyin, that's not, because, on the contrary, his covered is to do the mitzvah in that circumstance. So therefore there's no covered Abriyash to be Doicha. It's similar to what the Rambam says about the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Lulav says by David HaMelech that this was actually the dispute between David HaMelech and Michal when David HaMelech was bringing back the Oren to the base of Migdash and he was dancing in front of the Oren and Michal glancing this thought that this was admonished David that he's Ke'echad HaReikim dancing in front of the oven, like any, and he, after all, he's the king. Where's the dignity of the king? And David's response was, no, this is the covenant of the king. And the king, this is not a bizarre to the king, that he does Ratzon Hashem. That's the covenant of Hashem. As the Rambam says, let me just read the Rambam to you. The Rambam says at the very end of Hilchas Lulav, after he speaks about the Simcha Space of Shaweva, he says, "Hasimcha sheyismach Adam asiyas hamitzvah ba'avas hakel tzitziv ben avoda gadolahi v'chol hamoneya atzma misimcha zu loyli pover menu shenema tachas eshel avadita shemakecha b'simcha v'tuv leivav." The simcha that one exhibits at the doing of a mitzvah is a great mitzvah, and if one doesn't do that, he'll be punished for that. V'chol ha-megis daita v'chol l'kovod la'atzum m'skabe be'enov b'mkomos elo cholte v'shote. The Rambam says if a person is haughty in these kinds of circumstances, and because he thinks it's below his dignity, he's both a cholte and a shote. V'alzeh hisir shlomo v'oma al tizhada lifnei melech. And a person who is willing to dispense with his covered and to be humble in such circumstances, who He, on the contrary, he's the one who has covered. V'chein David Melech Yisrael Amar v'niklosi od mizos. This is David's response to Michal. I would denigrate myself even more than this. V'yisi shofel be'enai, and I'll be humble in my own eyes. V'ein hagdula v'akovet elismoach lifnei Hashem. On the contrary, the covenant and dual is to be joyous before Hashem. Shenema v'amelech David mefazes u'mechalke lifnei Hashem v'goymer. So when the Rambam says, Hareza chote v'shote, what he means to say, first of all, he's a chote, he's sinning, because he's not being mesameach lifnei Hashem, and exhibiting the simcha and avas hakel that's required. And the Rambam says he's a chote, he's a fool, because he's making a fundamental miscalculation. Because the simcha is indeed, in other words, that which he's doing is not denigrating himself. That is his covet. Now just returning to this halach of melech shemochel kfodo, ein kfodo mochel, that the Gemara cites, the Gemara learns it from the pasuk, som tosim alecha melech, shetei emoso alecha, that his awe and fear should be above you. So the Meshech Chochma asks a question, how is it, after the Gemara says in many places that Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a melech, Ibn Ezra and Chumash says on the pasuk v'hi b'shurin melech that it's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. So how is it that we read in Parshas Yisro that when Yisro comes, Moshe Rabbeinu bows down to Yisro? And this was publicly in front of people saying, I'm the Eder. I'm Melech Shemochel Kfodo, Ein Kfodo Mochel. How is it that Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of Melech who was Mochel his covet to Yisro? So what I'd like to suggest as an answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu, this I heard from Salvation, from my Rebbe, from the Rav, from Yeshua Be'er, said that Moshe Rabbeinu had every possible appointment, every minui. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara tells us, was a melech. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe B'mokum Ayin Aleph Koi, he had the status of the Sanhedrin. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Gemara tells us Koin Godol Hoyer. He did the Avodah and the Shivas Yimei Miluim. So Moshe Rabbeinu had every possible appointment, because no one could have a status more exalted than Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech. But Moshe Rabbeinu's malchus, his kingship, wasn't derivative of appointment. It wasn't that he was appointed to that position. It was out of the exalted quality of his personality as the Av HaNavim, the greatest of all prophets. Moshe Rabbeinu was everything, was Melech, Kohen Gadol, Sanhedrin. But this halacha, Som Tosim Melech HaMelech, the Melech Shemochel Kfodo, Ein Kfodo Mochel, maybe the halacha is, this is the same posuk that cited for the mitzvah to appoint a king. The Rambam counts the mitzvah of Mini Melech as one of the Tariag mitzvahs. So if there's a mitzvah to appoint the king, the essence of the king is the covet that's given to him. And therefore you're not allowed to be, the king is not allowed to be moichel on his covet. Because if he's moichel on his covet, if he dispenses with his honor, so then he's not a king. Part of the definition of a king is how we relate to him, that we give him honor and glory. And therefore, the melech can't be moichel, because by being moichel on his covet, he's undermining the mitzvah of appointing a king. So it's very much part and parcel of the mitzvah of appointing a king. And therefore, maybe that halacha, therefore, doesn't apply to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara tells us, Gimel mitzvahs nistavu Yisrael b'knisosim la'aretz, that there were three mitzvahs that Klai Yisrael became obligated in upon entering Eretz Yisrael. That was to appoint a king, to destroy Amalek, and to build a base and make Livnos base of Chira. So that mitzvah became applicable of Mini Melech upon entering Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was never appointed by this. There was no one to appoint Moshe Rabbeinu. So the mitzvah Som Tosim didn't apply. So Moshe Rabbeinu's malchus didn't require, even with, Malchus was inherently a melech. It didn't require external appointment or honor. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Talmud Chacham, Talmud Chacham Shmochel Kfodo, Kfodo Mochel, because Torah delay, because he's the Bailam on the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Bailam on this malchus. It didn't require external appointment. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was inherently a melech. and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was a Bailam, and therefore could be Moichel on his covet. You know, with this, I just think you also understand one other Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma says, why was it, what sin did Shaul commit after Shaul was such a righteous person that he lost his Malchus? So the Gemara tells us, because he was Moichel on his covet, because Shaul was very, very humble, and he was Moichel on his covet. So it's strange. I mean, if the Gemara is looking for sin, for Shaul, Shaul killed the Nov Ira Kohanim. And yet, so why is it, when it looks, why he lost his Malchus, it cites Machlok Fodo. So the answer may be, it's that he lost his Malchus is not for the sin, for a specific sin. Kings can sometimes sin. David HaMelech also sinned with Bathsheba. But the Navi admonishes him for that. But the sin, it wasn't just the sin that he was Moichel al his covet. The sin is because that's part of the Mini Melech. If the king doesn't have the demeanor of Malchus, the regal standing, and he's Moichel on his covet, das felt in etzem chefter shel Malchus. There's a deficiency in his kingship itself. And therefore, it's not for the sin of Shaul being Moichel on his covet, but the halach of being mechaber the king, that's part of the mitzvah of Minui Melech. And therefore, the Malchus was taken away from him. This is really what the Navi, Shmuel, tells him. Im kotta tabeinecha, if you're in your own eyes, you may be small, but your rosh shifteh yisrael, you're the king, the leader of all the people, and therefore, you can't be Moichel on your covet.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.